Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Center assures Supreme Court not to make fresh appointments to WAF boards and not change status of existing WAF properties until next hearing. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questions Apex Court ruling over prescribing timeline for President to decide on bills, says Supreme Court has no right to direct the head of the nation. India asks Pakistan to take action against perpetrators of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. ED records statement of Robert Vadra over alleged land deed case. BJP hits at Congress on the National Herald case, calls it a matter of corruption and fraud. And Anahat Singh and Veer Chotrani and Tanvi Khanna advance to the quarterfinals of the World Squash Championship Asia qualifier at Kuala Lumpur. The Supreme Court today recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to WAF boards or the Central WAF Council under the WAF Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna also noted that the status of the existing WAF properties, including those listed as WAF by user, will remain unchanged for now. We have more from a correspondent.
The Apex Court granted the Centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Wakaf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as applications or considered disposed of. A total of 10 pleas were listed in the Supreme Court challenging the constitutional validity of the Wakaf Act. Yesterday, the bench had indicated it would pass an interim order but deferred it after the Solicitor General Tushar Mehta requested a hearing before any decision was made. The Wakaf Act regulates the management of Islamic endowments used for religious and charitable purposes such as mosques, schools and hospitals. This is R.S. Raghu with Desk Report for Akashvani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with a delegation of Daudi Bohra community members at his residence at the Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. During the interaction, Bohra community members thanked the Prime Minister for bringing about the WAF Amendment Act and said it was a long-pending demand. They also narrated their struggle and shared stories of how properties belonging to members of the community were wrongfully claimed by WAF. Speaking about the benefit of the Act for their community, they said that the Prime Minister has brought this Act not only for minorities, but for minority within minorities. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today questioned the recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of the Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the Super Parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner and, if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
The Vice President's remarks came days after Apex Court's verdict in which it set a deadline for the President and the governors to give assent to legislations. India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawud Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks, whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish.
Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. The extradition of Rana is a reminder yet again to Pakistan that it needs to act to bring to justice other perpetrators of Mumbai terror attacks, whom it continues to shield. field.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson also said that India is working closely with Belgium for the extradition of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi. Mr. Jaiswal said that Mehul Choksi was arrested in Belgium following the extradition request made by India. The ministry has said there is a possibility of resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra soon. Replying to a question, Mr. Jaiswal said that the ministry will soon issue a notice for the public on the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. On the issue of resumption of direct air services between India and China, Mr. Jaiswal said that in principle, both countries have agreed to resume flight services.
कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा उसमें जो है हम लोग जल्द ही उसपे कुछ और नोटिस पब्लिक के लिए जारी करेंगे और जल्द ही यात्रा शुरुआत होने की संभावना है.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has reserved 75% of the defense budget for procurement from domestic companies. Speaking at the defense conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that defense production in the country has risen from 40,000 crore rupees in 2014 to over 1,27,000 crore rupees today. He added that the government has set a target to produce defense equipment worth 3 lakh crore rupees by 2029.
डोमेस्टिक कंपनीज को प्रमोट करने के जो हमारे इफर्ट्स हैं उन प्रयासों का ही यह परिणाम है कि 2014 के आसपास जहां हमारा डोमेस्टिक डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन अप्रॉक्सिमेटली 40,000 करोड़ रुपए था वही आज हमारा डोमेस्टिक डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन अप्रॉक्सिमेटली 1,27,000 करोड़ के रिकॉर्ड आंकड़े को पार कर चुका है. हमारा टारगेट 2029 तक 3 लाख करोड़ का डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन करने का है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a comprehensive review meeting in New Delhi to assess the current status of the Yamuna River and discuss ongoing and future plans for its cleaning and rejuvenation. The agency-wise action plan to clean the river was reviewed in the meeting. We have a report.
During the meeting, the Prime Minister advised for harnessing the best available technology to gather micro-level real-time data to measure the flows in the drains as well as monitor the functioning of the sewage treatment plants. He added that planning and implementation of pollution abatement infrastructure should be based on this data. During the meeting, it was also decided that Delhi would prepare an urban river management plan for holistic water management and integrate it with the city master plan. Prime Minister also emphasized that the experience of people of Delhi while celebrating the festival of Chhat Puja should improve. With Anand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the country is safe because of the sacrifice and dedication of the armed forces. Mr. Shah was addressing a program related to security forces at the Brahma Kumaris headquarters in Abu Road of Sirohi district today. The Home Minister said that the security forces dedicate their lives to the security of the country's borders in snowy valleys and hot deserts.
सशस्त्र बलों के सुरक्षा कर्मियों के त्याग तप और बलिदान के कारण आज हम सुरक्षित हैं. -46 डिग्री टेम्परेचर से लेकर +46 डिग्री टेम्परेचर राजस्थान के रेगिस्तान के अंदर हमारी सीमाओं की वो सुरक्षा अपने जीवन का सुवर्ण काल देकर करते हैं.
In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 22 Maoists from different police station areas. Two of these Maoists had a reward on their heads. Security forces recovered tiffin bombs, explosives and other material from these Maoists. According to the police, a joint team of the Cobra Battalion and the Central Reserve Police Force CRPF was on an area domination operation in Usur area of Bijapur district. During this, 7 Maoists were caught with explosives from the forest of Tek Metla. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Enforcement Directorate ED today questioned for the third consecutive day and recorded a statement of Robert Vadra in connection with an alleged money laundering case linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Meanwhile, BJP today said that the National Herald case in which senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi have been charge-sheeted by the ED is an open and shut case of corruption and fraud. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and union minister Hardeep Singh Puri hit out at the Congress for his protest following the action by the agency. He said the ED's current investigation is not new in this matter, as it is a case that began in 2012-2013, long before the BJP he came to power at the center. The minister added that property worth around 2,000 crore rupees was acquired for just 50 lakh rupees.
A nominal amount of 50 lakh rupiah, and they acquired the assets for 2,000 crores. This is an open and shut case of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Congress party has used its lawyers to effectively somehow delay, sidetrack, derail the case.
RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance has decided to constitute a coordination committee to discuss and finalize issues related to Bihar assembly elections. The decision was taken in the marathon meeting of all the six constituent parties, which was held at the RJD office in Patna, which continued for 3 hours. We have a report.
After the appointment as a head of coordination committee, Grand Alliance parties have given indication that ultimately Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will lead the alliance in Bihar assembly elections. Two members from each party will represent the coordination committee headed by Mr. Yadav. The committee will decide the entry of former Union Minister Pashupati Kumar Paras party, RLJP, as the seventh partner in the Grand Alliance. After the meeting, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said there are several issues like unemployment and migration which will be in the poll agenda of the alliance. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Bihar assembly polls are expected to be held in October-November this year. This was the first meeting of the Grand Alliance in view of Bihar assembly elections. Union Finance Minister Sitharaman today lauded the Bombay Stock Exchange BSE technological advancements and its vital role in India's economic development. The Bombay Stock Exchange BSE, Asia's oldest stock exchange, marked a historic milestone as it celebrated its 150th anniversary, and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman was the chief guest at the celebration.
The BSE has a capacity to process 1,500 crore orders per day. 150-year-old institution has utilized technology to transform itself so much that the numbers match India's population scale and the world. Today looks such an Indian scaling that the BSE has achieved as remarkable.
The European Central Bank, ECB, today cut interest rates by 25 basis points to 2.25% in response to slowing growth and US President Donald Trump's tariffs. Explaining the reason for the rate cut, the governing council of the Frankfurt-based bank said the outlook for growth had deteriorated owing to rising trade tensions. The ECB said the increased uncertainty is likely to reduce confidence among households and firms, and the adverse and volatile market response to the trade tensions is likely to have a tightening impact. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, has been named the 97th best hospital globally in the world's best hospitals 2024 ranking by Newsweek and Statista. The prestigious recognition highlights AIIMS' excellence in delivering high-quality healthcare, advancing medical research, and providing affordable treatment to millions. In squash, India made a strong start at the 2025 World Squash Championships Asia Qualifier at Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today, with Anahat Singh, Veer Chotrani and Tanvi Khanna advancing to the quarterfinals. Anahat and Veer recorded commanding straight game wins in the opening round matches, while Tanvi pulled off a major upset by defeating top-seeded N. Ching Chang of Hong Kong. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were at 140 for 5 in 19 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and elected to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre assures Supreme Court not to make fresh appointments to WAF boards and not change status of existing WAF properties until next hearing. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questions Apex Court ruling over prescribing timeline for President to decide on bills, says Supreme Court has no right to direct the head of the nation. India asks Pakistan to take action against perpetrators of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. ED records statement of Robert Vadra of alleged land deal case. BJP hits at Congress on the National Herald case, calls it a matter of corruption and fraud. And Anahat Singh and Veer Chotrani and Tanvi Khanna advance to the quarterfinals of the World Squash Championships Asia Qualifier at Kuala Lumpur. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.